showbiz. DJ, I hear Mr. Dang. Close casket, what it is.
Alright.
Come on.
You just tuned into the sounds of DJ, I am.
One of the best from out west.
DJ, I am.
That's who I am.
That's who I am.
That's who I am.
Mr. Showbiz. What it is? What it is? Come on. Come on. Y'all ain't think it was that easy. Bring it back,
J.I.J.
You just tuned into the sounds of the one and only DJ. Y'all heard what he said. Where you from? What you trying to do? Put them C's in the air.
That is Animal here on my platform, that track there, by Mr. Showbiz. He is my guest for the day. Welcome, everyone.
How you doing?
Let's jazz it up. All right. Thank you all for tuning in. Just to let you know, phone lines are open as of right now. You can call in and give Mr. Showbiz a shout out. Mr. Showbiz, are you with me?
Yes, I am. How you doing?
All right. Where are you calling from?
Well, I'm calling from Canton, Ohio right now, but I'm from Chicago.
All right. Friends out there listening in, you know what to do. All right, Mr. Showbiz. Now, you were on my platform with Ray Cartagino, your partner.
Yeah, Funkland Entertainment.
Yeah, so now it's your turn to tell your side of the story on your new single that's coming up, but we'll get back to that. Tell the fans and listeners, curious listeners out there, about yourself. You're multi-talented. What other talents you have besides rap?
Yeah, I started, well, you know what, before I started doing anything as far as music, I started off as a dancer. I was a dancer at first.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Straight out of the show. Yep, I started dancing a long time ago. It was like, I was dancing since I can start walking.
Okay. So was it dancing or what type of dancing?
It was basically anything, you know, from the Michael Jacksons, the New Editions, MC Hammers, to the break dancing, and you know, they got a style out there in Chicago, footworking. I don't know if anybody else know about it other than Chicago.
Yeah. All right.
Well,
okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, so tell us how your hip-hop music and songwriting, what and whom was your inspiration? What triggered it? What sparked you off in doing hip-hop?
Well, I was, you know, like I say, I started off dancing, but I was always opening up for different artists. And normally when you dance, when you're a dancer, you don't dance until showtime. Other than that, when you're getting everything together and getting the shows together, you are in the studio most of the time. So
yeah.
That's what made me get started. I was with a lot of different artists that wasn't doing nothing but music. You see, I asked them, let me get a beat. Let me just see what I can do to it, because I was around it all the time. So I wanted to see how would I do in that area.
Okay. All right then. So. You started off, so how long you been in the hip-hop music industry? How many years is that?
Going on about 5 to 7 years now.
5 to 7 years? Great.
Yep.
Now, the single that I'll be spinning, which is called Treat Me Right, is this your first single, or how many albums you already had made?
That's the first single, that and Animal. See, I've been on a lot of other people's music, doing hooks on different songs,
mm-hmm.
with different artists.
Okay.
So yeah, those are my only two. And no, I have three. I have three. I haven't sent them in, but I have three. Those are the only ones that I have by myself.
Okay. So Animal, what is that track there about?
We always hearing about chilling and shoot. See, I grew up listening to New Edition and Teddy Pendergrass and the R. Kellys and Aaron Hall. So I wanted to go back to that.
Okay. All right.
Back to that type of music.
So how did that name, Mr. Showbiz? How did that name get created, and how did it attach to you?
Right. Once I found out that I can do anything that I can put my mind to.
Okay.
When I Mr. Showbiz, meaning you can do anything. It don't matter what platform you on, you can do anything. I try to be versatile, so that's where Mr. Showbiz come from.
Okay then. Well, thank you for telling us. Thank you for telling
right,
us that.
Right, you probably one while, and you probably hit me with a reggae flow the next minute with a shot flow. So that's where Mr. Showbiz come in.
Okay.
At.
All right, got it. So let's talk about the new single now, Treat Me Right. That does sound reggae. That does sound reggae.
Yeah.
What's going on in your mind to create this track, Treat Me Right? Who's not treating Mr. Showbiz right? That's what I want to know.
No, it's not. It's not that. It's just when you think in general about it can be it can hit from any aspect of relationships, business partners, anything.
Yeah.
You treat people like you want to be treated. You give me the same energy that I'm giving you. And when it comes to relationships, they talk about all the shopping sprees and all of that. I'm basically telling the person, if you treat me right, you can get all of these things. You can't treat me messed up and then you expecting, I mean, you got your hand pulled, I mean, held out, and you're not treating me right.
Right. Well, how about I spin this track and we'll get back into some more chat. Here is Treat Me Right by Mr. Showbiz. Stay tuned, everyone. Treat me right, Mr. Showbiz.
Yes,
all right,
indeed.
Now. Woo! I like that. I like that.
Yeah. And you know how that came about. The guy that I was recording studio, I just told him to let me go in the booth and get a feel of the song. And I was just getting into it, and that's how it came out. He already recorded it.
Well, I like
He already recorded, right? That's just how it came out. He just had to do a little pictures and stuff. It might. I'm gonna have some people on the remix. There's a lot of people they want to get on it.
Well, there are folks out there waiting for you to tell them where can they when this track will be released and where it can be found online at any of the music outlets, anywhere on the internet, and your website information, your social media info. Make sure you include if you got two Facebook pages, where you at on Instagram, and if you're on Twitter. Go right ahead, Mr. Showbiz.
Okay, well, I'll be coming out with all of the songs that I've done with people, and those songs are going to be on there you just played. It's going to be a mixtape called All Featured Songs with Mr. Showbiz.
Okay.
And that should be coming out. I'm giving it at least maybe the end of February or the beginning of March. I will keep you guys posted. But I'm only on Facebook. I got three different Facebook pages. Facebook keeps me so busy. I think I have an IG,
God,
but
no
I
no wonder. I can't keep up with you on Facebook. You got three. You gonna have to tell us all the names on those three, okay?
Well, it's still Carlo Stewart. When you pull up Carlo Stewart, all three of them will pop up.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that information. Are you on Twitter?
On Twitter, no. Somebody told me I need to get one.
Yeah. Try it out. You know? And what's your website information, Mr. Showbiz?
I'm on everybody's website.
Okay, well, give us yours.
I be on Facebook a lot, so I build it from all the way from 2006 all the way up until now. So like I say, I've been dealing with a lot of different people on Facebook, and that's just Facebook. Period. It keeps me busy. I talk to a lot of business people out here.
Okay. I thought you had a website of your own.
No, I'm on a lot of different people's websites. See, everybody was like, you know what? It's time for you to start doing things yourself. We hear you. We hear you on a lot of other people's things, but we don't hear who Mr. Showbiz is.
Okay. Well, thank you for that information. Thank you. Okay. So, do you have any future music projects that's coming up? You already mentioned that, right? So, you have an EP or album coming out, or some more singles?
Well, it's just really a mixtape that's going to be coming out of all of the songs that I did with everybody.
Okay, then. All right. Well, thank you for that information as well. So, what is the ultimate desire which you wish your fans out there to get out of this new single, Treat Me Right?
You know what? You got to treat people like you want to be treated. You can't ask nobody for anything if you're not going to be willing to give them the same thing. Just like support. It takes support to give support. So you got to treat me right. You got to treat me like you want to be treated.
All right.
So
I was
all over the place with it. I was trying to hit every angle, relationships, business partners, family. Anything.
Yeah. I'll be playing it a lot.
Even though it sounds like a relationship in the industry. right.
Yeah.
Even though
business people, yeah. So
thank you. You gotta treat people right. Especially like you have the radio station, I'm an artist. Anybody that sells merchandise, you have to treat a person right. How you going to get your merchandise sold?
You can't treat them ugly. I know that for sure.
Matter of fact, I probably have to be the right shirt.
You can't be having no attitude and no character and being a facade. So, yeah, yeah. Anyway, as we continue, I'll be playing another track that's called You Ain't. Can you give us some details about that track before I spin it?
Well, that's about my boy Barnon, the M-O-D, M dot zero, I mean, O dot D dot. That's my boy Barnon. He's the CEO of Closed Casket Entertainment, LLC, and I'm the president of Casket Entertainment. That's his song.
Okay. All right, then. Too bad he ain't called in, but thanks for giving the details about it. And I don't know who's all going to like it, but where can they find that track at online?
Matter of fact, you can go to Barnon, the MOD. You can go to his page, and he have it all down his on his page. And I can keep you guys. I'll give more details. I haven't wrote that down.
Okay.
Because I didn't know you shit that song, but it's okay.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that information. We're coming to an end of our showcase. So you're more than welcome to give a shout out to all the persons that have supported you towards this new single, Treat Me Right. Go ahead, Mr. Showbiz.
All right. First of all, I want to give a shout out to my mother-in-law, Diane Mabry. It's her birthday today. Shout out to my wife. She's around here somewhere. And I want to give a shout out to Hughes 3 Enterprise, LLC, my 3HP family, Troy Edwards, Closed Casket Entertainment, LLC, SSMG, Hurry Family, Dub SOTF. That's another group that I did songs with. Eastgate Entertainment and Productions, Funk Nav Entertainment with Jure Cartagino. And 314 by my cousin James Ball. And that's all I have.
All right, let's give them applause that they will continue to support you and all your other people in the project. How about that? All right, we're coming to the end of our show. Any words of encouragement you would like to give while we're dealing with the dark times today?
Only thing I would say is just be safe. Wash your hands. Keep your distance. I mean, I can't say too much about it because I hear people getting sick and all of that stuff. But you just got to take care of yourself. Keep God as your foundation. That's the only thing that I can say as of right now. Do what's right.
Right.
It just like treat me right. You gotta do what's right. The energy that you put out in life, that's the energy you're gonna receive. That's the energy that you invite.
Well, everybody, you heard it from Mr. Showbiz tonight. Do you have any other information you wanna give at this time? Go right ahead. You can give your Facebook information, your Instagram information for people to follow up with you. Go right ahead.
All right, that's all. I'm all on Facebook. Just Carlos Stewart, and I'll pop right up.
All right. All right, Carlos Stewart, a.k.a. Mr. Showbiz. Thank you for participating and come on my platform. You're more than welcome to return with any future music projects, and you have a blessed evening. I am going to play
right,
you. Thank you, and it's my pleasure. Keep me updated. This is Lady Diva signing out of Let's Jazz It Up. Good night, everyone.
We got 40 set up, tear your body apart. mama my side dip. I'm riding around and I'm thumping down and I'm riding around in your whip. My shorty slipping them back. They say he's bringing me rap. I'm slide poop and I'm Gucci down, but I'm still rocking a Mac. I'm side town like Bump J, V, Dump, Dump, Airberry. Four deal, for real. You ain't got a question my status. Inside town, we got levels. That's why I stay with that metal. As big male, love potency. Them normal boys, some rebels. I stay posted up in the streets if you really want to find me. I pull figures, no thumb. And Angelo is my G. I don't never have no beat. I buy none up in these streets. When the bullets fly, I don't duck and hide. I'm running up with that heat. In your eyes, I see hate, cause I do the things you can't. I'm rocking shows, doing videos, and working hoops that you ain't. I know you living a lie, cause your money game ain't like mine. I'm business station, I'm flipping weight, and I'm breaking bread with my guys. None. Gang, gang, you ain't squad, squad. We got 40 setters, set your body apart, apart. You ain't gang, gang, you ain't squad, squad. We got 40 setters, set your body apart, apart. You ain't gang, gang, you ain't squad, squad. We got 40 setters, set your body apart, apart. Better recognize. I'm whenever gang in St. Paul and Reed Bricks, my guy. But don't forget about Bella, his brother tougher than leather. And yeah, we keep them big tunes that'll shoot through your sweater. I know you boys don't f me, y'all talk about me and hate. Y'all whispering in the background like, cause you fake. I whip it up and I chop it down and I break it up on a plate. I'm getting money, I'm coming up and I thumb it up in your face. So what you know about that? My money coming right back. I'm rolling up in a foreign thing with a foreign queen, know that. I'm out here ducking the law, trying to get money and ball. Okay. I pay the cost to be the boss, that's why this shit I call. I ain't down for no food free, so if you want it, don't fuck with me. I'm plugged in my city, that's why real say. It's my time and I'm ready. You hate on me and get buried. This real life, why you just pretend like a fairy? No, gang, gang, you ain't squad, squad. We got 40 setters, set your body apart, apart. You ain't gang, gang, you ain't squad, squad. We got 40 setters, set your body apart, apart. You ain't gang, gang, you ain't squad, squad. Time out for you lame. We ain't never gonna be squad, and you damn shame, gang, gang. To me, you just another op that's gonna wind up getting popped. I'm from the west side of Chicago, and L-Town's my block. I'm back on my grind while you in recline. I'm getting it out the mud while you still sitting on the pine. You say you in the field, but I never seen you grind. And just like my neck and my wrist, I'm gonna shine. It's always free to guys, middle fingers up to the sky. My whole squad, all shooters, and everybody gonna ride. I say water whipping at work, bring the cash back or get murdered. Chicago's a war zone and my team berserk. I'm sipping on that perk, that lean make me surf. I'm going off them fannies, them bars make me swerve. I gotta get that bag, by any means you heard. And I stay making it flip from the city all through the birds. You ain't gang, gang, you ain't squad, squad. We got 40 setters, set your body apart, apart.